Welcome, kids. It's your favorite uncles and auntie here. Morning, miss. It's JD, Sienna, and your guy, Joey Boy. We have Taylor on the line. Taylor, you there?
Yes, I am. Hey.
Hey, Taylor. So, per the email I see, that you suspect that your man is cheating after he packed up his things and just left your house, no explanation, just kind of ghosted you and the relationship. Y'all live together?
Yeah, we've been living together for a minute, like a few years.
Now, the 3 years, was it all good? And is it such a shock? Or do you have your up and downs? Or
let me break down to you. It's not always going to be peachy all the time in the 3 years. But we had a good relationship. And so my thing is, if you just up and leave, there should have been a conversation. It leaves me no other choice but to think that you're screwing around. Like, who does that?
Right.
Come on now, y'all.
Right,
like, we're not kids. This isn't high school. This isn't college. You could have told me I ain't feeling you, or this happened, or I met somebody else.
How was that bedroom? Let's get down to it. How was that bedroom?
It was good at first.
Uh-huh.
But again, everything's not peachy all the time. It's moments where you go a little dry. Maybe that might not be the time.
You know what?
She immediately regretted it after she said it.
You know what I'm saying? So,
you know what happens.
It's flows in every relationship. But, you know, I thought we were cool enough that even with that, if you want some more, just say you want some more. You know, we're trying to work. We're trying to keep a life. Life is happening. Life is life.
What was the average? How many times were you trying to rescue to get that brisket?
See, that's way over the top. But it was a lot at first.
So let's get back to, like, the day that he leaves and he doesn't come back. Did you come home from work and his stuff is gone? Did you get in a fight and he leave? Like, how did that all pan out?
So actually, I was home and he came, had the conversation that he was leaving just in that moment. It was nothing that led up to that. You know, I'm seeing stuff being kind of packed up and he's ready to go. And with very limited conversations, what am I supposed to say at that point?
Right.
My thought is you're going to check in with another chick.
Right. It wasn't like a fight that led up to him like, this is over.
No,
nothing like
that. No, nothing, y'all. It's just clear out the blue. So, like, if you having some issues with me, let's just talk about it. That I think that's my biggest thing. Let's just have a conversation.
So you didn't try to call or text him or anything to try to get a hold of him?
I did. I tried talking to him. I tried talking to his folks. I went to kind of check in with his mom because we were close. Like I said, we've been living together for 3 years.
Yeah.
So it's a relationship at this point. And again, with me not thinking anything is wrong, so I'm like trying to talk to her, go to her crib. She's like, I don't want to be involved. I don't want to talk about anything. This is something between the two of you. And she basically closed the door on me like, y'all. So yeah, I have no other thought process but to figure he's screwing around.
When he left, did he say, we're done, we're through?
He said he wasn't feeling it. He wasn't happy with, you know, our situation. The kind of sexy times kind of like dismissed itself, and that was it. So I'm a little confused as to why that didn't come up beforehand.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. Let's get to it because that is just very strange. Usually, when someone moves out, there's a big fight.
Nope.
We are going to call Kaden up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay. Let's see who he puts on that reservation because if he says another name, Taylor.
Oh, I'm about to go off.
Okay. As you should. Yeah. All right.
Find out how long, I guess, they maybe have been talking.
Yeah.
Oh, that too, yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, we got you.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Kaden?
Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel, and I just wanted to make sure I was talking to Kaden.
You are speaking to Kaden. How can I help you?
Hi, Kaden. I just wanted to let you know that, again, with the Aurora Hotel, that you're our grand prize winner, and we want to put you and a guest in a brand new penthouse suite with a honeymoon package.
No, don't worry about it. I'm not interested. Thanks.
Before you hang up, I will say all we want for this grand prize is a Google or Yelp review of your stay, and that's all.
No, thanks. I'm good. Thank you.
Well, it is completely free. We would love to host you and a guest so that way we can get our name out there. You'd really be helping us, and then you get a joy-free weekend stay away. So is that something that you would be interested in? Because I wouldn't want you to hang up and miss out on it.
That doesn't sound bad. All right, I'm in.
All right. Well, congratulations, Caden. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. And I'll give you a moment to think on what you want the note to say. And then I'll write it down when you're ready. Okay.
I like a saucy note.
Perfect. What are you thinking?
I love kissing those soft lips.
All right, Caden, well, I have that written down for you, and we just like to get a feel for the couple that we will be hosting. So I just wanted to ask how long you've been seeing this person.
Her and I, we've been together for like about 7 months, 7, 8 months, something like that, yeah.
I mean, not to get too personal, but are we onto the labels yet of boyfriend and girlfriend or fiance, anything like that?
Not quite, but we're working on it. We're definitely a steady couple.
Oh, okay.
Caden.
Hello? I'm sorry, who is this?
Well, listen, real quick, legally, we got to let you know, Caden, you're live on the radio. Our show is called The Morning Mess, and Taylor has been listening in the whole time.
What's this all about? What's going on?
Caden. Tell me what's going on. That's the bigger question.
I told you what's going on. I left the house.
No, you didn't. So, 7 months?
It's going on 8 months soon, so what's the problem?
Clearly, you're going to go stay with somebody for a weekend, and you can tell me at the time that you left that you were seeing somebody?
I think I enlightened you that I was leaving.
Enlightened.
Or Caden, you could have just been straight up, Caden. Obviously,
come on, man. Yeah.
What did the note say?
The note said, I love kissing those soft little lips.
Obviously, you have kissed those soft little lips before, so...
After kissing my soft little lips, you didn't say it was anything different.
You said your lips are soft, but it's all good. I hear you.
Jesus.
You're
okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. All right, Caden. I see what you're doing. And your mom couldn't tell me that?
That's not my mother's business. What she tells you? That's not her business, right?
She told me she didn't want to get involved. Exactly. Yeah. But we were
it's
supposed
not her
to
business.
Be
she don't get involved, right?
It's okay, Caden.
Oh, no, wait a second. How's my mama? She gave you the heads up, like, that's not her business. How's she
having whole conversations. Are you serious right now, Caden?
Yeah, are you serious? You got the radio show calling me. Like, I didn't call you. You called me trying to do all this. But,
that lets me know. So you're going to tell the radio station the truth. But the chick you stand with helping pay bills for 3 years, screwing me around, ain't said nothing? Okay, Caden.
I didn't say anything, because you just didn't catch anything. I was just quiet the whole time.
Honestly, you wasn't throwing right.
But I told you, though, and you heard it.
Jesus, okay. Oh, all right, okay. Well, I think we have a definitive answer that this relationship is not going to work.
Yeah.
He feels a certain type of way. Taylor, you should feel the same type of way, reciprocal to that situation. Uh-huh. And any last words for him, Ms. Taylor?
No, just go be happy. Karma is a
started off nice.
Thank you.
Okay. This is like maybe a reciprocal. You guys don't belong together. I feel
they
like sometimes
sure don't, Joey.
They just don't belong together.
I left the house. How much more breaking up can one do if once you leave?
Yeah, it's just we got to move on. He's not apologetic.
He's not. It's all good, Caden.
Yeah, karma gods will get him. Caden, you there?
I'm here.
Just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. All right, Ms. Taylor, it's what you thought, and he should have manned up and just literally broke up with you in a different type of way.
I agree.
But best way to get over somebody is get under somebody, Ms. Thing. So
yep,
get out there.
Time.
There you go.
Yes, it is.
It's about that time.
Better put those good panties on.